Thank you, Brother and Sister Case, for that good song. You know, we hear these beautiful songs so often, and I hope we don't take it for granted, really. I'm really glad. All of us know our own personalities, and I guess I shouldn't say this, but I think there are some people in life that probably don't like me. And I say, cheer up. Sometimes I don't like myself, so at least we agree on that. You know, you can agree with somebody on something, and you laugh. I'm sure you think you're hot stuff, but there's sometimes I don't really like myself. But no matter who likes us or not, Jesus loves us, isn't it? That's absolutely a profound truth. Thank the Lord for it. I'm so grateful. And I thought this morning, no matter what's going on anywhere, morning by morning, new mercies I see. I'm so glad. This morning, about 20 minutes to 8, my phone rang and I picked it up. And the person that was calling me was so far away that it had to be 20 of 6 where they were. I'm talking 2,700 miles away, someone called me and wanted me to pray with them. You know, it was a wonderful thing to let them know that the Lord was right there, right there. And we had a time of prayer together this morning. And I'm glad He is not weary with our offcoming to Him. Neither doth the God of Israel, neither doth he slumber, nor doth he sleep. So, thank the Lord. Well, I want to share a very simple truth with you this morning. I trust it will be an encouragement to us. Turn with me to Mark chapter 4. And I want to begin reading with verse 35. Mark 4. 35. It had been quite a day, and we're breaking in here. It appears like it's coming later on in the day, and it tells us here. And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, that's his disciples, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships, and there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And as he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, they wake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? They feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I'd like you to turn back just momentarily to Isaiah chapter 25. And I want to read verse 4 to you. Isaiah 25, 4. The caption on the top of this chapter is praise for the Lord's faithfulness. Verse 4 says, For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, from the blast of the terrible ones, is as a storm against the wall. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. And let us sit here and fellowship in song and listening to this beautiful song rendered. Thank you for your word. We pray you'll bless our hearts together this morning. And ultimately, Lord, help us to honor you. And we will give you praise. In thy name we pray. Amen. There are four things I want to share with you this morning in this passage of Scripture. I don't know how you read your Bible. I don't know if you... And there are times we read it because it is sometimes a routine. We know that. And we feel like, well, I really need to read before I get started. And there, if you're human, sometimes you read through and maybe you don't remember all you read that day, but I really should read, and so we do. But it's good sometimes to put yourself into the atmosphere around that scripture, and I like the thought here. When the even was come, I don't know about you folks, but if I'm going to ever be a little bit of nostalgic in my own life, it'll be towards evening. You know how it is. You can be busy through the day, and whatever needs to be done, you mow the lawn and run here and go to the grocery store and write and whatever. But then you have supper, you go in and sit down, and the shadows begin to lengthen. And if you're ever going to think of the kids, you think of them then. Or maybe you say, no, no, no. No. But you think of family and say, boy, I wish somebody'd stop in and be good to see the kids. Wouldn't it be nice to, you know what I'm saying. So toward evening, once in a while, especially when time has come and gone and you're empty nesters, you look at each other once more and say, oh, hi. Yeah. you folks don't do that, but I live in another world. I understand that. But wait till you get a little older. You know. But anyway, in this scripture, when even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And the first thing I want you to notice, here they are. They've had a strenuous, long day. The sun is setting, and the Lord said, say, let's go to the other side. And so they get in the boat and head over. Jesus gets in the back part of the boat, and he's weary, and in his humanity, he falls asleep. But at that time, the first thing I want you to notice, they engulfed a great storm. I was never there, but I understand that sea, with its surrounding hills and everything, that storms can sweep on there. I mean, almost like that. They come quick. And so here they are in a great storm. Just a few practical things. Have you ever wondered about it? When you felt like you was doing exactly what God wanted you to do, remember, he said, let us go to the other side. They're doing what he suggested. They're in a boat, he suggested, on water, he suggested. Doing exactly what the master suggested. And they're in a great storm. Have you ever wondered, Lord, I don't know why this is going on. If I knew my own heart, I thought I was doing what you asked me to do. But here you are in a great storm. And by the way, we face great storms. We're not mariners. We're not big-time fishermen. I understand that. But life offers us some real storms. And the thing of it is, it's interesting, sometimes those storms come on like this. Have you ever got up in the morning and, boy, I said, why, man, had a great night of rest. Thank you, Lord. You go out and you can smell the coffee and the bacon and whatever, and you have a nice breakfast. And what a beautiful day. And the phone rings. Sometimes, have you ever had your companion answer the phone and you hear them and said, oh, no. What? How'd this happen? When And you think, oh, brother, what's wrong now? One of the kids. He said, oh, man. And one phone call can change your day, sweeping, and I have seen it, and so have you. I have had schedules in my past, and let me tell you, one phone call sometimes can not only change the hour, the day, but maybe your program for a day or two. Honey, we have got to go. And a storm sweeps in on you unexpectedly. I mean, right now. Those are not the best times in life. Except we have to remember, He loves us and He knows where we are. I haven't always been able to know how to handle those storms. When I turn this way and look back and a storm hits you this side of the head and you think, man, Lord, help me here. And you try to stand up and another one hits you from this side. And brother, you just feel like, Lord, a great, great storm they were in. And let me tell you something, when old-time fishermen, mariners that had wrestled with nets and fish and storms, when they become fearful, I got news for you. That's a storm. This is a little personal thing with us. My wife, and I don't refer to too often, I know we have to be careful, but my wife has always been a very steady person, okay? I don't want to embarrass her, but she's always been fairly steady, you know. You know, here I am, you know, she pulls back, she says, you know, calm down, Don. Everything's going to be okay. And just kind of, I don't know, off the cuff, I was sitting in the Lazy Boy. Have you ever seen a Lazy Boy in a Lazy Boy? It's quite a scene. So I'm sitting in there. My wife walked in and I said, Paula, I said, I want to tell you something. I'm about ready to go back in some old road somewhere to some cabin and get alone and stay there. And she just smiled and, you know, yeah, okay. But a couple days later, I'm sitting in the same chair, and my wife walks in, and she looked at me, and she said, Donnie, I think I am about ready to go there with you. I said, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Man, if she's ready to go back and get away, this boy, things got to be getting tough here. Whoa, this is not her. Me and a cat, yeah, but her? Ooh, you know what I'm saying. These mariners became fearful, boy, and when they said it's a storm, it had to be a great storm. But I want to hurry to tell you that this great storm produced a great fear. Here they were. They were fearful. And I know a lot of folks are tough and strong, but there are some storms in life, believe it or not, that kind of unnerve a guy, and you almost feel a little fearful. I pastored for a number of years in Tuncanning, Pennsylvania, down in that little valley, and I want to tell you, the gateway to the endless mountains, there were mountains all the way around Tuncanning there, and because of that, storms would hit there, apparently, like on this sea. I mean, they'd come, and all of us, they would sweep down in there, and this quick, almost scare the daylights out of you, really. I went to bed one night, it's probably about midnight. I dozed off, and I mean, no kidding, I mean a storm hit Tuncanic, and claps of thunder. I don't want to exaggerate, but I mean, it seemed like it was the loudest I ever heard in my life. I mean, it just rumbled and snapped. And I knew immediately somebody was going to be afraid. And I jumped out of bed because my heart was going, blah, 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 blah. No kidding. It scared, it woke me up, startled me. I went around the bed and I stepped out. And as I stepped out of the bedroom, we had a long hall this way. the next bedroom were my two little daughters, the next bedroom my two little boys, and on this side of the bed was my wife. I just about stepped into there and, I mean, coming down, no kidding, those little kids, they were sailing down there, and Robin was one of these, you know, she was kind of, in, you know, steady like her mother, more or less, and she didn't want, you know, oh, you know, come on. But when she heard the other footsteps going, I mean, she came out of there, no kidding, almost fell, I mean, around there. And I mean, instantaneously, we had a family reunion because my wife is standing right here. Six of us. Boy, I want to tell you, the lightning flashed. One of my children put their arm around my leg and they just pleadingly said, "Daddy, can we stay up until the storm is over?" I didn't let on that my heart was going to go alone. I said, "Yes, honey. We'll stay up until the storm is over." And we went through the kitchen and in the dining room. There's a great big picture window there. And out that picture window was a big evergreen tree, and just past it, out towards Route 6, was the church. I mean, we sat down. I said, I mean, we were afraid. They didn't know. Some parents were a little, you know, it woke us up. But we sat them around us and had a hold of them there. And I said, "Now let's watch." I mean, when that lightning struck, you could see that tree in the church. It lit everything up. You talk about a storm. But you have heard. And so I said, "Now listen." You have heard this probably. I said, "Now listen, when it thunders, let's start counting. One, two, three. Maybe a lightning. If you count 10 and it does it again, you can keep telling about how far." And we sat there and started enjoying, believe it or not, enjoying the storm. Now count. 1, 2, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3. And you know, we sat there and listened and listened. Until we heard, "Broom, broom, broom." All is calm. Now, you understand what I'm saying here. I'm not trying to make myself out a hero, but I was their father. It was a bad storm. And they said, "Daddy, can we stay up until it's over?" I said, "Yes, honey. We're okay. We're safe. We're right together until it's all over." You know what I'm about to say, aren't you? Brother, when those storms come in, you say, "Lord, yes, son, I'm right here. I am right here. I'm in control of the lightning and the thunder and the waves and the storm and the phone calls and whatever anybody's saying, I'm in charge." I tell you, I've been awake in the night, and so have you. I really have been awake in the night and said, "Lord, I don't have the answers." But He did. He did and helped us through the storms. I'm not trying to be ultra dramatic this morning, but my wife and I, years ago, we have put our hands across the bed and held and said, "God, we need wisdom for our children. We need your help." And thank God He's been there. He's been there. To help, to guide, to strengthen. Well, there was a great storm and a great fear. But aren't you glad? Thank God. They said, "Master, don't you care that we perish?" He said, "Oh, peace be still." Great storm, great fear, a great peace. This quick. Until these burly, tough mariners said, "Who in the world is this that even the winds obey his voice?" Well, that's the last point. Remember, a great storm, a great fear, a great calm. Simply this, but profound, it all was because on board was a great Savior. A great, and guess what? He has not, friends, I know you know this, but He hasn't changed. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And while I haven't seen it, and I don't want to. I don't even want to hear it this morning. The morning news, I can tell you, without even my seeing it, it's bad news. Turn a radio on, I guarantee you it's bad news. We're living in a wicked society. But we still know a great Savior. Under control. Thank God. Everything is under His control. Praise the Lord. Now, there's two things I want to notice with you, and then I'm finished. These men probably did what maybe you and I have done several times. If these fellows would have only listened, they could have caught on immediately, but they didn't. Did you catch those words? He looked at them and he said, "Let us go to the other side." Guess where he was going? He was going to the other side. You say, "Say what?" They missed it. Boy, the wind is going and the water's coming in. And they said, "Oh, wait a minute. He said, we're going to the other side. I think we're going to make it." No. Lord, don't you care? If they would only listen. And you know, you say, "Well, Brother Myers, oh, that's okay to suggest. But sometimes those fears, but wait, is there anything that we can grip a hold of will hold us steady in regards to that?" I think so. We quote it over and over and over and over again. We take it to funerals over and over again. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." You know what he's saying? Say, let's go to the other side. And if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And people are wondering, "Whoa!" But just remember, there will be a remnant, there will be a church, because He's coming back for His church. There has to be one here when He comes. And so if you and I'll hold steady, we're going to the other side. He didn't tell the disciples that day, "Let's go to the other side. Now, fellas, I'm going to doze off, but don't worry, we're going to run into some real storms." Don't. You ever fly? Once in a while, the pilot comes on and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain. You may want to hook up your seat belts. We may have a little turbulence." Ever been there? Yeah. Yeah, boy, here we go. But the Lord didn't. He said, "My grace is sufficient. Just hold on. We're going over there." The last thing I want you to notice, and I've thought of this, and I've thought of it how many times. In that first part of the scripture, it said, "They took him even as he was in the ship." I'm not going to talk about that, only to remind you that a lot of people are trying to adjust the Lord and adjust His words and adjust His requirements. Let me remind you one more time, friend. Don't get unnerved. If you want to make it to the other side, you're going to take Him as He is. That's it. Your changes are not... Say, "Lord, I don't want to make this journey without You. So I want to take you as you are." But this is the thought here. "And there were also with him other little ships." Have you ever, The focus is on this great storm and this great fear. But if you can imagine with me just momentarily, just think about it. Just momentarily. These guys are hanging on. They're rowing. I mean, it looks like this thing is going to upend itself. If you could look through the mist and the water and the spray, right over there is another little boat and another little ship and another little ship. If they're having trouble here, what do you think's going on over there? There are other fearful people too. And I want the Lord to help me here in my own life. Because when I go through a storm and my battles and my struggles, right in the heart of the storm, they said, Master, they knew where to go. Master, don't you care? He said, I do. And when he said, peace be still, the mist, and they see a little boat here, and I don't want to exaggerate, but I have a feeling that some of the folk in that boat and that one in this little ship probably were going, I want to tell you, I thought it was all over. I was watching them and I didn't know what to do. Little challenge, folks. When you and I go through storms, there are other little ships watching us. There are young people, there are children, and other people saying, I wonder how Myers is going to react. I wonder how you're going to react. And I want to be able to go to the Master and say, Lord, we're in trouble and we need you. I'm asking you, I apologize for what I'm about to say, because I don't like to say, it's not good to say things that reflect on yourself. But I want to tell you something, and please, my friends are here, and you know that I'm not saying this in any boastful way, I trust. But it's because of the end of this, I want to tell you. No big deal, we've all gone through some of those things, but I remember years ago, we were in conference, okay? Forgive me, but just let me give you the end of the story. We were in conference, and man, an issue arose, and great smack. And I was a chairman, and I thought, I've got to respond to this. I said to the vice chair, Brother Case, I want to turn this over to you. I want to speak to this. So I went to the podium, and I made a few statements. And I just simply said, you're going to be voting on me in just a few minutes. But before you do, I want you to know I'm not going in that direction. I'm not going in that direction. I want to tell you ahead of time, I'm not going in that direction. So you know if you vote. And they did. We went on. But I told you that to tell you this. I wasn't a hero, but I had my own conscience. I had to let people know before, not after you vote, but before you vote, okay? No big deal. But I went to the youth, Midwinter Youth Convention. Now, don't look at me as this. I'm only explaining something. I had a young preacher come up to me, and he looked at me right in the face. He said, Brother Myers, I wanted to tell you, I want to thank you for the way you responded in conference. Oh, my brother. No, he was a young guy. I went to Lake Placid that year for our ministerial, and I had a young pastor come up to me, and he said, Brother Myers, I want to tell you something. He said, I want to thank you for the way you responded. And this is what he said and really rocked me. He said, because my 16-year-old son was watching you. Boy, let me tell you something. If that didn't wake a guy up, I wasn't a hero. I didn't stand up and say, rah, rah, rah. No, that wasn't the idea. I said, folks, I just want you to know I'm not going in that direction. But boy, when he said, Brother Myers, my son was watching you. I tell you, friends, during the storm, we don't know who's watching us. Our attitudes, our spirit, our words. We're heading for the other side. We're going to go through a few storms, but let's say, oh God, help me to be kind and sweet and help me to be a Christian. Help me to be a gentleman. And although I don't agree, help me, Lord, to be like you. I read this and I'm done. There is an answer to the day. I met God in the morning when my day was at its best. And his presence came like sunrise, like a glory in my breast. All day long the presence lingered. All day long he stayed with me. We sailed in perfect calmness over a very troubled sea. So I think I know the secret. Learn from many a troubled way. You must seek him in the morning if you want him through the day. Thank God. Let's stand together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your presence. We thank you for the promises of God. We thank you that you said there would be grace sufficient for each and every one of us, for every stormy day, every battle, every struggle. Thank you for your love and mercy, and we pray that you will accept of our thanks for your help this morning. We're glad that you have met with us. Give us a good day in the Lord. Bless Brother and Sister Case as they prepare for tonight. Go with us and we'll give you thanks. In thy name we pray. Amen.